Wow, that's awesome.
That is the best intro ever.
We have the best theme music out there.
We have, yes. And that was thousands of dollars that we used to produce that on our phone, on the free app on my phone called Rap Free or something like that.
Are we allowed to say that on the air?
They should owe us money now.
They have to pay us now.
Well, because people have to pay money.
What's in your bill?
People have to pay money to download the other songs. Like, you can use, like, Jump Jump by Criss Cross as the beat, but you have to pay a certain amount.
Yeah, no, that was fine. Yeah, I like it.
I liked it, too.
Stinky Shoes Show.
The Stinky Shoes Show.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
And, Mike, I'll let you real quick tell them how we came up with the Stinky Shoes Show.
Matt got a text there. I just thought of it. That was how I came up with the name. We had one other one picked out that I didn't mind it, but I was like, hey, we should do the Stinky Shoes Show, and that's...
We had That Big Podcast.
That Big Podcast.
And we were like, that's really generic, and we wanted you guys to know that this is kind of like a funny...
Neither one of us smelled stinky shoes and or are wearing stinky shoes in the making of the title.
I don't think I am, but
I'm wearing flip-flops, so...
I'm wearing shoes, but I don't think they're stinky. I do feel that I probably have had stinky shoes.
Let's be honest. We've all had stinky shoes. If you haven't, you're lying.
Yeah. Among, you know, stinky shoes, stinky pants.
Stinky
underwear.
That I do have right now. But.
Yeah.
Welcome to my basement. That's where this podcast can be held each and every week.
We're going to have to come up with a name because we can't be like the Stinky Basement.
It is a stinky basement. My daughter's bunny lives down here and it reeks.
So you guys probably recognize our voices as Matt and Mike.
Probably don't. We're never famous.
Yeah. I'm going to say, that out of the maybe six people, I wonder if RP Texan is listening. out of the like six people that listen to our podcast, the Project College Football Podcast, we are back, but we've decided
to... Which you don't need to follow anymore. We used to plug that, but no, I'm just kidding.
You can still follow it, because I'm still doing it, but this is... we decided to repackage our podcast, take a little bit of time off... And we thought that it'd be more. I about said funner.
Be funner. It'd be funner.
It'd be funner.
It's funner to just do this. Just do whatever.
Just whatever.
We're having some fun.
Yeah, but like playing Call of Duty on the podcast.
We should do that.
We should.
Maybe some old Gears of War.
Gears of War 2.
The first one was the best one.
No, it wasn't. Not at all. And one thing that we were going to say is the Project College Football Podcast was a clean podcast. And this podcast, we're going to say, forget that.
So are we staying clean or are we going to say things like shit, damn, fuck?
I was going to say, forget that shit. Hey, I brought a present for you.
Oh, I have a York peppermint patty. It's a Christmas. Is this from last Christmas or this Christmas?
Oh, it's from last. I found this under my vanity in my bathroom.
I'm not sure if the mic can pick up the wrapper, but I'm opening it right now, eating it.
Ooh, the mint is green, and it's not supposed to be.
that's attractive.
So let's see. What are we? We don't have any followers.
This is just going to be. You know what? It's going to be a half hour improv podcast. We're going to talk about anything from TV shows to video games to.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that it's going over a half hour.
We can make it go all the time.
Oh, we're going. And this is episode one.
We can make a real-time podcast and just constantly keep it going.
Yep. Yeah, we used to cut out my uhs.
Fuck it, Sam.
We're not doing that shit. The sad thing is, like, my kids can't listen to this now.
Yeah, they probably don't want to.
Yeah, Caleb used to listen to the Project College Football Podcast, but...
We'll make some kid ones for him, but... Kid-friendly, I mean.
Maybe. Family-friendly.
So anyway, just a breakdown of the show. It's just going to be... try to be a half-hour podcast. Just talking about anything, everything you guys want us to talk about.
I'm going
to
say 45 minutes.
Okay, it's going to be anywhere from 35 to 45 minutes.
But I think that there are going to be a lot of times we go over that.
Probably.
Because you know the Project College football ones we did.
So, first discussion of this podcast I want to make with you.
Oh, man, you're hitting me on the spot.
I'm putting you right there. Matt and I used to work for a company. It was a... I guess it was a company that partnered with a famous cell phone company. I don't know if we're allowed to say names or not, but it had an A and two T's in it. But
and an ampersand.
We sold a lot of phones in our time. I still sell some phones quite a bit in my time. But Android... or iPhone. Go.
We both have iPhones
sitting here. We both have iPhones sitting here. You know what? I'm still an Android man.
I'm not at all. Every Android I have crashes. Every Android I have, something messes up.
I like the big screen.
Makes I have an iPhone 5
makes
now.
The porn look big.
I traded my 32 gig 4S. Was it yesterday? No.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Last night. I traded my 32 gig 4S for an iPhone 5.
Bottom line is, big boobs on an iPhone look tiny, and small boobs look inverted. On an Android, you can see some boobs. I mean, am I right?
If you're into that.
Well, porn's what it's all about on my phone, right?
Is it? Is it?
I have to agree. iPhones just don't mess up. That's all I always say.
Don't at all. I love
iPhone. I love...
But you know I'm an Apple guy.
There's a couple Androids coming out that just came out that I'm in love with.
Oh, I was on Craigslist looking for cases for the 5, and I saw it said, I will trade my AT&T HTC 1 for your iPhone 5, and I was like, oh, God. But I'm not going to do it.
See? You were thinking about Android.
Yeah, the HTC 1, it's just the way that it fits in your hand is awesome.
That's what she said.
That is. See, but we can't steal that.
Yeah, but I can say it. I didn't steal nothing.
You can say it. Now, here's the topic that I definitely wanted to hit on this today. You watched The Walking Dead.
I did.
I watched The Walking Dead.
You did.
That was awesome.
You had The Walking Dead ruined for you.
Yes, I did. On Twitter, somebody wrote me and said, spoiler alert. The guy said, the governor's dead in all caps. And I got my tweet bot that's on the iPhone. And I looked at it, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And I almost didn't want to watch the show. And then Herschel got his head cut off.
He did.
That was an awesome episode. It's on my DVR right now. I'll probably watch it again.
It's probably one of the best so far. It was awkward watching The Talking Dead afterwards with Herschel. He's been a part of that show for so long.
And everybody was like crying. Like, everybody was like, yeah, he's leaving. And he was even on there like, I told him that they were making a big mistake.
Yeah. Maggie, hot, yes.
She's hot, yeah. Yeah. And Beth, her sister, yeah. I think she's pretty attractive, too.
Glenn, he's pretty hot.
Glenn is a fine piece. He's
a fine piece of ass.
Oh, he said it. So this is what we're doing.
It's a good show. Or that was a good show. That was a good episode. A lot of twists and turns I didn't expect. I always like it when people on the show get killed off, because it doesn't mean that the group's always going to be safe.
Well, they have to have that. If all the main characters always lived, there would be no sense of danger, I guess. The only people I don't see Rick, Daryl, Carl ever dying. Those are probably the three main ones. I think Maggie could, Beth could, I think Glenn will.
I think Michonne should get killed. I don't like her.
I think Michonne's awesome, but I think that eventually she could. In the comic, she was a freak.
I heard about her and Tyrese. Was it Tyrese? Yeah.
Yeah. She was a freak in the comic. I didn't get that far into the comic, but she was a little freaky.
Freaky.
And we thought about doing Christmas music. I thought about doing Christmas music.
Did you?
I thought about it because it is December 3rd. Actually, funny thing, I don't know if you'll remember this, but 17 years ago on December 2nd, me, my mom, and Andrew Chaney went to WCW Monday Nitro at the Hera Arena.
Why would I remember that?
I have no idea, because I might have told you. But we won tickets on the radio, K99, in the morning. We called K99, they said the first person to have their dog bark on the phone will win the tickets, right?
Was it Ellie?
It was when we had Ellie, okay? It was when we lived on Miles. Don't go there. And they're like, you have so many seconds, go. I run outside and start hitting the window, trying to get her to bark. My mom goes, Ellie, bark, say rough. And when she said rough, they went, we heard it, you heard it.
So, your family's a bunch of cheaters, is what you're saying.
We didn't... If your question is, did we say, hold up, that wasn't our dog? Yeah, we didn't do that. So, yeah, we won tickets, and, yeah, it was interesting. But 17 years ago, like, Sting was there, and the NWO, 17 years ago.
We're getting old.
We are getting very old.
I'm still 29.
Yes, you are.
Matt has hit the big 3-0.
I've been 30 for, 5 months now?
I turned 30 in, 26 days now, 27
said
days.
It's 5 months. It's not even four. It'll be 4 months on the 28th of this.
Your memory's gone.
It's already gone. My back's gone. My hair's gone. My hair is completely gone. Gotta take a drink of my Mountain Dew here. And see, I've got this new iPhone 5, and I have to thank Mike here for giving me some cases. For it. I have this.
You're welcome. I'm sure they all wanted to hear about your phone cases there. Did you guys want to hear about that?
I'll tweet about it right now.
Do it.
On the air.
That was a fake laugh.
Yeah, I know. What are we doing tonight? Are we going to play some Black Ops?
Oh. We probably will.
Black Ops or Gears?
Can we throw our gamer tags out there? That'd be kind of fun. Maybe our listeners want to play some games with us.
That'd be cool. If you guys have Xboxes.
Funny story about mine, really quick.
Yeah, you can go ahead and tell them about yours.
My my gamer tag is lowercase WX, capital G, lowercase UY, the number 1, the number 2, the number 3, and the number 0. Bingo. WX is shorthand for weather. I'm a huge weather nerd. If anybody from Weather Brains ever listens to this podcast, I've officially made it.
A huge weather nerd, like you're big and a weather nerd?
Yes.
Wow, is that the dryer?
Our house is taking off right now. I told you we're in the basement. We're right next to the utility room. And our dryer gets pretty loud when it goes into the spin mode. I am big, I am big into the weather. I run a weather Twitter and all that good stuff, but you're just going crazy over there.
I tweeted.
I have no idea. So anyway, WX is shorthand for weather. Weather guy 1230, my birthday, December 30th.
So buy him gifts and then send him here to our basement.
Yes.
Buy him an iPad.
Just put the basement as the address and it'll
put the stinky shoes basement. Care of Mike, the big weather guy, and then send him an iPad. And we'll see, because we have a lot of fans.
We do. Where was I at? I have no idea. Oh, so today I was playing some Xbox, and I was called Wax Guy a bunch. Somebody thought WX was a white guy.
Yeah.
So I felt kind of racist for a while. Mm-hmm. So that's my gamer tag. Matt Lytle's is a little easier.
Mine is Matt Lytle. It's MattLytle. Matt Lytle.
Doesn't get any easier.
Yeah, that's it. I changed it over the years. But it's Matt Lytle. We play Gears of War 3.
A lot.
We play Black Ops.
A lot.
And that's about it.
We play NCAA football.
Yeah, but I don't want to play against somebody because they'll just be a cheater. And
yeah, anyway.
They'll be the Ohio State Buckeyes. And see, on the Project College Football podcast, we mentioned we were Michigan fans, but we did not mention fuck Ohio State.
We did not mention that. We weren't allowed to, but now we can.
Any Ohio followers just went,
that's all right. We don't need them.
We like the Reds, so suck it. It
doesn't. In fact, you know what? If you're not from Michigan, don't even listen to this. Turn off right now.
If you're not from... No, don't say that. No, we love it, all of you, except Urban Meyer.
Yes.
And the guy... got so mad at me.
And the guy that flipped off our stands.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever his dumb name was.
When Ohio State won and they showed Urban Meyer, I was like, oh, whatever. And I turned the channel. I said, go have another heart attack. And Caleb heard me. Amanda got so mad at me.
Yeah, that's a that's a wow moment.
It's the heat of the moment. I understand that. I told him. I said I shouldn't have said that, right? And he's he knows.
I heard Carlos Hyde went and punched another woman, so he's cool.
He punched another one?
No.
I'm surprised. The last time, one of the last times Ohio State, or was it when Ohio State won the national championship? they like tore down Columbus. They mm-hmm. like set it on fire.
I wish they really would.
Interesting. Yeah, it's like if the Tip City football team would have won the championship, like we'd have tore down our library. Yeah, tear it down. We don't need books. Like
it'd burn for a while with all those books in there.
It would.
I don't like our library anyway.
You know, speaking of libraries and books, do you remember the story that Ted Mosby said on How I Met Your Mother about the books? A guy, an architect designed a really awesome library, and every year it sunk a couple inches because he forgot about the weight of the books. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. Mm-hmm. I never realized how much I didn't care about How I Met Your Mother until right now.
Dude, this season sucks yeah. so bad.
How long can you drag out one day?
I love the show, but this season is horrible. I didn't watch last night. Today's Tuesday, by the way. We're going to have this up on Podomatic.com, but we're going to get it into iTunes. It may be a few days. So.
We're still newbies at this. We did it once already, but...
We were pretty good at the Project College Football Podcast.
This is going horrible compared to that.
Is it? I don't think it is. Yeah, real quick. I wanted to
real quick.
I know. I think I've said it a couple times.
And time's up.
It doesn't even matter. Christmas is coming up, which one thing that
is
I think...
It? Yeah,
it is. One thing that I think would be really cool is... Do you remember back when we worked at the one cell phone place that had the A and the T and
the ampersand?
Yeah. You and I did like a gift exchange. You get me like a Michigan plaque and a couple things, and I got you, I think I got you like 1,600 points to Xbox or something.
Did.
But that's
did.
What you wanted. That's what you wanted. I think it'd be fun to do it on the air here. Like $20. Like we say, $20 is the York peppermint patty.
Yep.
That's what you're giving me. Yep. I gave you this.
Yeah.
So you're an Indian.
That's just the empty wrapper.
Wait, you know, that'd make me an Indian giver. You just made me an Indian giver.
I gave you an empty wrapper. It's different than the one you gave me.
And yeah, it's not even a whole wrapper. The right. piece is missing.
I was hungry. There was food inside. I ripped it apart.
Yeah, me too. Okay, but Christmas, right? Santa Claus, you know, it's, hey, be good. Santa Claus, he'll bring you presents.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bad, he will not bring you presents. He will bring you coal,
mm-hmm.
right? This, and I don't know what country it's from. And I hope that you haven't heard of this, because if you have, it ruins my whole thing. There was, of Alpine countries, mind you, there was St. Nicholas. And I don't know if this is still current, but then there was the Krampus. Have you ever heard of this?
I have.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
A beast-like creature from the folklore of Alpine countries... thought to punish children. So basically, if your kids were bad, the Krampus would come.
There's a show that involves the Krampus.
Is there really? Well, look at this. Have
or
you seen it?
Or something.
Have you seen it?
Huh.
Look at this. And look at what it's doing to that girl.
Oh, wow. That's...
So get the... Okay. So you have kids, and you say, listen, if you be bad... This demon guy is gonna come and rip your face off. And look, in this one, these people are like, what is this guy talking about? Google it. Krampus. Look, he's stuffing them in a bag. He's gonna take them like to hell or something.
Wow, that's...
So you tell your kid on Christmas Eve, hey, go to bed. You may get presents in the morning from St. Nicholas. You may get drugged to hell by a scary-looking ram creature demon man named Krampus.
Yeah, there's a movie called Krampus. The Christmas Devil.
Wait a minute, I'm not done with this yet.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine being 8 years old, going to bed, thinking, you know what? I took an extra cookie when mom wasn't looking. Is the Krampus going to come and get me and take me to hell?
Do I get a new bike or do I get butt raped by the Krampus? That's what I was thinking before I go to bed.
Yeah. That's horrible.
That's bad.
Yeah. I would never be... But then the little asshole kid, Timmy, that lives down the street, who's a dick, like you see him Christmas morning with his new bike.
Just because he doesn't believe in the Krampus.
Is that what it is? Yeah. You don't believe. So Timmy the prick asshole doesn't believe in the Krampus, so he doesn't get taken to hell by the Krampus.
Correct.
That's insane.
If you have that little bit of belief in the back of your head, you're going to get shoved in a bag.
But you have to misbehave. If you don't misbehave, you're fine.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, if there's any kids listening to this, which I hope there's not, behave.
Yeah. Because the Krampus, trust me, Google his ass. I peed my pants twice looking at it right now. The seat is wet. Dude, there's no one listening to this except me and you after it's done.
I was just thinking the same thing.
look.
We're just sitting here talking, having fun, and nobody's going to care about our... Wow.
That's, people, dress up as the Krampus and go to parties.
That was me last year.
That was a picture. Yeah, this is from your Facebook. So we could tell them about our Twitters, too. Follow our show. It's at Stinky Shoes Show, all one word, and spelled exactly like you would think, Stinky Shoes Show.
That's the triple S threat right there.
That should be what we say.
That my kind dad of sounds used like wrestling. There's a shower that you take called the triple S threat, it's not a shower. It's how you get ready in the morning.
Shower. I was going to say, that's kind of weird.
When you get ready in the morning, you do the shower, shit, and shave. And that's the triple S threat.
I would shit, shower, shave.
See, I always said the same thing.
But yeah, you don't... if you take a shower and then poop... Then
which I've done before, and it really sucks.
Yeah, you're like, I just wasted the shower. I have to now get back in and shower. But yeah, I always shave after I shower.
Literally, it stinks.
It hurts a little bit more when you shave before the shower. It makes sense because you would shave and then shower and then all the
extra
hairs. I
never hurt when I shave.
Really? I've got sensitive skin, maybe.
I don't know about face or vagina.
Balls.
Or balls, rather. Yeah, that's what I have done there. I don't know. I don't ever put aftershave on. I don't do anything. I don't ever hurt after I shave. No matter where I shave. I shave everywhere. And I mean everywhere.
Ladies.
I'm married. Sorry, I'm taken.
Me too.
We're both married.
I've been married.
That's why we're down here doing this podcast.
I've been married since April of 2003.
I have no idea when I got married.
That's not good.
A couple years ago.
Okay, so on CNN right now it says Paul Walker had 60 seconds before the fire. That sucks.
So he was gone in 60 seconds?
That's horrible.
Nope, different movie. Sorry.
That is so horrible.
Too soon?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. A couple days, yeah.
How often do you get to put two movie titles in one? He was going Fast and Furious, and then he was gone in 60 seconds.
That's horrible, dude. The Krampus is coming.
I guess you could put the movie Heat in there, too.
Wow. That's all the people. We have negative listeners now. Everyone's done.
That's the way I want this podcast to go. I want people to go, wow.
That's good. People are like, oh, man. That's Mike and I have a saying. We go, oh, God. That's our thing. So if you guys say that, then we did our job. I'm looking through CNN, trying to find stuff that we can discuss.
Twitters. We never talk about Twitters.
Twitters?
We got to get our Twitters up. Yeah, I want people to be involved with this show.
Mine is the same as Xbox, at Matt Lytle. MattLytle. I am related to Rob Lytle, who played for Michigan, and Chris Lytle, the UFC fighter. Boom.
Both false. Rob Lytle was black. But
he wasn't.
I don't even know who Chris White is.
I'm actually related to Cindy Crawford, too.
Mine is at Mike White. I'm related to Dana White. He's my father, and I made all that up. Mine is...
Now everybody's going to be looking for at Mike White. I'm going to
Well, look listen up, right listen now. Up, listen up, then. Turn your damn phones off and listen up for a second. L, lowercase L, lowercase V, lowercase L, makes an M. It's confusing as hell. I understand that. So then you got the little M there. The rest of it is just the rest of Mike. And then Hal, so it's at Mike Hal, but the M is a little messed up, if you will. And that's me. I'm on there with my pretty picture of myself and, 13 followers and a couple of creepers, but...
I just tweeted Mike White.
Did you really?
Yeah, he's from Chicago. It says, Chicago people photographer, models, musicians, artists. Let's see when his last tweet was.
That's what I do in my spare time.
6 days ago, he tweeted... But I tweeted him and I said, oh man, I lost it.
Did you ask if Dana White's his dad? Did he tweet you back?
No. I said, we just mentioned you on the Stinky Shoe Show, so hopefully he will follow us, and then he will listen to us.
Well, Mike White, if you're out there, I apologize for impersonating you. I'm not Mike White, I'm Mike Howe, but...
I wish there was a picture. There's a logo of him, but no picture. There is a photographer.
I'm going to use him for my next photography needing. Oh wow, yeah, that's he can make a man sexy.
That's the first picture is a big guy with the muscles.
If he can make this sexy, I'm in. So anyway, look us up on Twitter.
He may be our photographer.
Please look us up on Twitter. Get a hold of us somehow to tell us if you hate it. Tell us if you like it. Tell us if we can go to hell. Whatever.
Yeah, and follow Stinky Shoes Show on
Stinky
Twitter.
Stinky Shoe Shows. Stinky Shoe Show. That's gonna be rough.
It's gonna be rough. See, like you can get on Twitter and just find all kinds of stuff. Which the other thing is we could talk about this. We could talk about we like Impractical Jokers.
We do. We
love
you guys.
That show. Can I say you're not as good as I am at when we dare each other to do
things? You're pretty good with the dares.
Yeah, yeah. Good example. One day I was working
for... You got a man to show his penis.
I never did that.
Okay.
That's false. I'm going to take you to... No.
On a magic carpet ride.
Yeah. I was working for another cell phone company that has an S, a P, an R, some yellow stupid
things.
It's
what you do when you run really fast.
Yeah, and they suck, so I wouldn't get them.
Well, we just lost him as a sponsor.
I don't care. I sold them, and I felt bad to every person that I saw. When I worked for the place that with the A and stuff, that we people are like, what? I didn't feel bad when I sold them stuff. Over at Run Fast. That was not good. But I was working, and I was going out flyering, and I went into Walmart. Can we say Walmart? And I called Mike, and I said, hey, give me a dare. And I had Mike on the phone. Mike says, did we talk about it before, or did you say, hey, take a picture with a random person?
I think I said take a picture with a random person.
Yeah, so I'm walking around, and there's like, I keep pacing with Mike on the phone around the DVD section, and I'm thinking, they're going to think I'm stealing something. So I walk by the toys, and there's two like teenage girls in the toys, and it went in my mind for a minute to go try to get a picture. And I was like, no, that's not a good idea. So I end up going to automotive, and there's this old guy. And what did I say? Like, I was like, that's a really good coat. It was a Carhartt coat.
And yeah,
yeah, and I said, I want to take a picture of you so I can remember what that coat looks like so I can go get one the next time. And he's like, what? It was like a brown Carhartt coat. And he's like, okay. So I peek in the picture and take it. That was awesome.
That was the best. So that's kind of what we want to do. We don't really want to be Impractical Jokers.
We're not trying to steal
your thunder.
Yeah,
Joe and Quinn, or whatever the fuck your guys' names are. But
Joe, Quinn, Sal, Murr.
But we want to do some dares like that. We want you guys to tweet us and say, hey, you know,
would be awesome.
Go stab my sister in the face, and we'll post a picture of us doing that. And that's what
we're
going to
do. I don't know if we could do that. We could take a picture. we could show. Was it on the podcast, or was it before that you talked about my beard?
It was before the podcast.
What'd you call it?
A man beard.
You were like, you've got the man beard going on.
It's like a hockey beard.
Yeah. And I have all my teeth. Well, I don't have all my teeth. I have one pulled back here, but right by the wisdom.
If you check Matt out on Twitter, you'll see this. But he's completely bald up top, but he's got one hell of a beard.
Yeah.
It's the kind that turns a man on.
I say that my beard, Chuck Norris couldn't even have a beard like this.
Wow, that's... Yeah. That's putting it out there.
And the other thing is, before I deleted
You know
Facebook,
Chuck Norris is a follower of ours, correct?
Yeah.
He's probably going to kick your ass.
I don't really care.
But you can't touch the beard. You can't touch the beard.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing. I posted this on Facebook before I deleted my Facebook. I've challenged Chuck Norris multiple times, and I'm not saying he's scared of me, but he has never accepted one of my challenges. I mean, read him between the lines.
I've never seen him either.
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but I've called him out.
You know what? You know what? Maybe he has kicked your ass, and you don't even know it yet. He thought about that. He's Chuck Norris. He's probably kicked all our ass. Hey, you know what? If you're out there and you've gotten your ass kicked by Chuck Norris, give it a tweet.
Hashtag.
I love how it gets so serious. Hashtag.
Hashtag Chuck Norris kicked my ass. Yes. We're going to trend that worldwide.
Yes, we are. All three of us.
I'm tweeting that right now.
Here we go, folks.
Folks, you are on a ride here today. The Stinky Shoes ride. And you're never getting off of it.
This is not all our episodes are going to be like this. We're eventually going to learn how to do this crap and not just be retarded. But, yeah. If you are a listener of this, you probably don't give a shit about what the weather is. But if you do like the weather, check out, and you just happen to be in our area, because it's area specific, but, MV_weather is my, weather at Twitter. I'm on there daily giving forecast, giving predictions of where storms are going to be, where the tornadoes are going to hit, all that good stuff. I know I don't sound very professional right now, but that's what I'm going to do. What's he doing?
Hold on. Let me write it first.
Chuck Norris just, tweeted us back. He just kicked Matt's ass over his phone. That's...
No, I on Twitter, I just put... Oh, wait a minute. What is that?
That, see?
I just put on our podcast, hashtag Chuck Norris kicked my ass, and the iPhone corrected it to Chick Norris kicked my ass. So that's going to be the title of this podcast, is Chick Norris Kicked My Ass. Was that the ghost of the basement?
Yes, it was.
I wonder if they can hear that.
That was a ghost of the podcast past.
If you guys can hear that, tweet us. We're going to say that about everything.
Please just...
If you guys like York peppermint patties...
The sound of my voice is annoying in your ear. Give us a tweet.
If you're never going to listen to this again, give us a tweet.
And then please listen again.
Please listen again.
We're up at the 32-minute mark here.
See, I'm having fun, though.
I'm having fun, but are they having fun? That's the thing.
Well, Chuck Norris just called me.
I'm going to apologize to all my friends out there. I'm going to push the shit out of this podcast on my Twitter, so you're probably going to get sick of seeing it. The best thing for you to do is to just get it. You can either download it through Podomatic, or you can download it through iTunes. Just get it.
It's going to be on iTunes.
It's going to be on iTunes.
It's going to be a couple days, but...
Subscribe to it, and then just ignore my tweets. Block me if you want, but listen to the damn podcast.
Mm. Just don't report him as spam, because if that happens too much, then you have to start
a whole new... I get spam a lot. I like spam.
Don't you hate the spams where it's like... It's like a link, and then I always click on their picture to see their profile... And it's always some made-up shit. And they have, like, they followed 97 people and they have no followers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, I'm burping all over.
You are. I made a story.
You wrote a story.
I didn't write a story. I didn't do anything with a story.
A short story?
I have no idea why I said the word story.
Is it poetry?
Yes. I love poetry. Yeah. I did a report one time in school about spam. We had to make up a report about something false. So we made up a report about spam coming from spamalopes that lived in New Jersey. And we got an A. Well, I remember that was like fifth grade. But you were busy out with your friend's mom or whatever at WCW. But
I just fell asleep with it.
Make pretend barks.
Ellie said, Ruff, you got it! It was awesome because I used to work at Gansberg Church, which is in Tip City. I don't know.
You know, I just thought of an idea real quick. I'm going to interrupt you.
You're interrupting my story. Yeah.
So I want to go ahead and go while you're talking.
Okay. I worked at a church. That's it.
The first person to tweet our podcast Twitter,
which is at Stinky Shoes Show.
Stinky Shoes Show. I have to say it slow. The first person to tweet Chuck Norris kicked my ass, we're going to actually call and have them on the next podcast.
Yes. Absolutely.
Can you get more involved than that? Well, I guess we could fly out.
What's going to be really sad is when no one does it.
Yeah. So we're going to have to make up a guy to come in here. Jackson McNamara. Better get on there and tweet it right now. We'll have him on the show. He sounds a lot like Matt.
He does. He has a bobblehead. Okay, so I worked at Gansberg, and I was gassing up the vans.
Which is a church here in Tip City, Ohio.
Yep, I was gassing up the vans, and I turned it to 103.9. Which these people, if they're not from this area, would have no idea what that is.
It's Christian music.
It's not at all. They were doing a...
it's Krunkus, whatever.
Was it Krampus or
Krampus? Krampus.
They were doing a WWE show, and I won tickets for that. They said, call in if you're passionate about wrestling, we'll give you tickets. And so I called in and told them about how I had one wrestling match in Kentucky, and they liked it. So, and it's funny because that was when I was in college. Every night I would call 103.9 on the phone and act like Macho Man. It was hilarious. I'd be like, "Yeah, Macho Man," and I'd be like, "Play my theme song," which is pomp and circumstance. So they'd be like, "Yeah, we can't do that," and I'd be like, "Hulk Hogan's a punk," which he's not. He's actually a very nice guy. He tweeted me. I asked him to tweet my daughter because she was graduating kindergarten, and he said, "Hey Emma, yo, you did it. Good job."
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then JR, Jim Ross, he tweeted Caleb for his birthday.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I've had multiple conversations with Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, on Twitter. It's actually kind of cool.
I think we're...
guys can't tell, I'm a big wrestling nerd.
He is. Wrestling and weather, that's our big...
WW.
Can we be more of a retard?
A retard?
Yeah. He's a retard. Have you ever seen the movie... Yeah. Hangover? I'm sure you've seen it.
No.
You've never seen it? Okay. Well, then...
Do you have it?
You're a retard. I don't own it, actually.
If you have it, it's probably not on Netflix.
Everybody else that's going to listen to this podcast, which is all four of you, is going to know what the word... Well, you know what the word retard is, but a retard.
They may not if they didn't see the movie.
Everybody's seen the movie.
You know what, though? Every four people that listen to this better tweet hashtag Chuck Norris kicked my ass.
The first one gets to be on the podcast.
Chuck Norris kicked my ass. Put it in a hashtag. Love it.
Or Chick Norris. Either one.
Chick,
Is that his wife? Chick Norris?
No, his wife was the hot girl from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
Christy Brinkley? Is that her name?
Maybe. No.
She always was driving with the Holiday Road song.
Holiday Road.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yeah, Chevy Chase is there, like, getting sweaty, like, I'm gonna drive fast for this woman. Clark Griswold. That actually, I think, is on right now. On 25 Days of Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we're going to wrap this up now.
Are we?
Conclude our first podcast.
Who said that you have control?
I have the computer looking at me.
That's true. This actually is your stuff.
I can hit stop right now.
Yeah.
See? There's nothing to talk about. We're done.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Krampus,
gosh.
Krampus could be the title of this
walking around,
podcast, too.
Touching.
But I kind of like the Chick Norris kick my ass.
Yeah, kick my ass is probably going to win.
And maybe put the little at $$ so that it's not too vulgar.
How about Chuck Krampus kick my ass?
Chuck Norris kicked Krampus's ass.
There you go.
See, but we can't keep saying, because then they're going to be like, what's the hashtag again? The hashtag is Chuck Norris kicked my ass. And the person who does that, as long as they're okay with it, we will call you on a podcast, and we will talk to you for a good 2 minutes. 2, maybe 3 minutes. Because this show is very, this show is very exclusive. Not everybody gets, so if you win a contest and be on our show, it's going to be like, Bucket from Redneck Island. He was on the project.
We don't want to name drop, but we had Bucket from Redneck Island.
Yeah, and he was on for like a good 17 minutes.
He was. You're not going to get that same.
Oh, we got a text.
My daughter needs to do some laundry, so we need to get out of here.
Do we really? Is that what it was? She didn't want to disrupt the Stinky Shoes show?
That's right.
So, well, what do we do to sign off? Or should we just gradually...
Mike and Matt, episode 1. So, I don't know. I have no idea what to say.
We could, I don't know. We'll have to, it'll come naturally, like the Stinky Shoe Show. But right now, this is what we can say. This is our first show. Follow us on Twitter. You put the Chuck Norris hashtag. Love us.
Can we have, like, stage names?
No, because we'd have to re-record everything.
Yeah, but what was the name I used earlier? Phil?
I have no idea.
Phil my butt. I don't know what it was, but...
But yeah, what I was going to say is, we're going to try to come to you guys every week. Enjoy this December and behave, because the Krampus will come, shove you in a bag, and take you to hell.
Yes.
So behave. I'd rather see Santa than the Krampus. Is that it?
I think we're going to end on the Krampus. Yeah. We shouldn't end on the Krampus.
Should we not? Then we will say, we love you guys.
Support your local governor or he'll slice your head off. How about that?
Well, that's kind of a negative way to end it.
I don't care.
There's going to be like 7 minutes of us talking about how we should end it.
That's what we're going to do. Basically, yeah, if you don't listen to the next podcast, we're going to slice your head off.
if you don't listen to the next podcast, I have Krampus's address. I will mail
have him on the next show.
That's true. I'll mail him. And if you guys don't listen to the podcast, he's going to show up at your door.
With a bag.
With a large bag. And he's going to be pissed. So.
You look like the Krampus.
I don't think I do. I don't have horns.
Alright,
so. Listen to the podcast, or Krampus will get you.
Twitter. All the Twitters.
All the Twitters follow us, and we love you guys. Mwah. Bye.
Peace.